It's a mic, so you can photobomb, but Duff life.
Yeah, exactly.
Duff life. Justin Brayton, Indianapolis. Probably not the main event you quite wanted. I imagine, though, winning the semi was pretty cool over Dunge.
Yeah, winning the semi was good. I felt like I rode good in that one.
Yep.
And main event, just my first five laps were horrendous, and then started to come on, rode pretty good. Actually had Wilson passed at one point. He got me back, and just kind of rode it home. No excuses, but I didn't ride it all this week. Real sick, and mm-hmm. and so I didn't really trust my fitness because I knew at some point my lungs were it was going to catch me. So, but honestly, I felt okay, better than I thought, and so I needed to really charge those first five. That was kind of my whole race, was the first five laps.
Yeah, it's interesting. At one point, I said to the guy next to me, Chase Sella, I'm like, did Brayton pull off? Because I could not find you, or I hadn't seen you. Like, I don't know if you were just blending in out there or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, hey, he's 12th.
Yeah, had a crazy battle with, me and Mookie kind of battled a little bit, got by him, and then I caught Bogle and battled him for a couple laps, got by him, caught Wilson, and we kind of diced it out the last half. And when I let Dunge and Marv by, three to go or something,
I
kind of lost that. You know, it's really difficult when that happens because I don't want to mess up their race by any means, but also, like, I'm locked in a battle. And but honestly, I feel like I did the right thing. We're battling for 11th, so it's not that big of a deal.
Is at your age and all the things you've done, is winning a semi over Dunge, does it even matter? Are you like, is that something to hang your hat on, or are you like, whatever?
Honestly, I just think the riding, like, no matter if it was over Dunge or anything, like, I felt good that semi. My lap times were good. I raced forward. So there was tons of positives, and absolutely, like, I've won a bunch of heat races and stuff like that in my day, but I feel like every year is a new year, and this year is the class is no joke. I would say throughout my whole career it's probably the most stacked right now. I mean, there's like that semi, there was like six guys that were six factory guys, or, you know, legit guys. So I think it's not something I really hang my hat on, but as far as my riding was good, so that was a step in the right direction.
Kind of an easy track for a guy like you, but I think it got chewed up, ruddy, and then now it got challenging. Triple onto the table wasn't always easy and doable, different things like that. If it was dry, and no problem for you guys, but the conditions made it hard.
Yeah, conditions made it hard, and then it really funneled into one line because there were a lot of 90s on the track, and all the 180s were really short. Like, the berm wasn't tall, so I don't know why they did that. So it was really only one kind of line in those turns. The exit of them, they created a couple, but the berms were really short, and then even like after the whoops, everyone started going inside, and and then after that there was a 90, after that there was a 90 before the finish was kind of a 90, so
then a 180, then a 90, then a 90.
Yeah, so it was really I think the obstacles and stuff were cool, like they, you know, you could go three onto the next table, and that rhythm was cool, and then you could, you know, it wasn't much slower to go two table over table double, and like, so I thought that created some options. The whoops were huge the first practice, they were really big, and I think if it was West Coast they would have been fine if they would have stayed the same, but they got so chewed out. I think they made the right call by knocking them down because they were still challenging, but overall I thought the track was okay.
But even like after the first practice, they took down that dragon back before the triple. Like, why would you do that? I know unseated 250 guys were struggling, but not all of them. I just shake my head. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Now it's just a flat straightaway.
Yeah, and honestly, stuff like that is like my bread and butter. I was loving it because I was wheel tapping over it, and then I came out for the next practice. I was like, whoa, it's gone. So
hey, let me grab third.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. They have to think about everybody, but I don't know. Right. I don't know what my stance is on that. I'll just listen to what you say.
Don't do that. I half time. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, Brayton. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in Detroit.
Sweet. Thank you. Right.